Welcome to our contemporary worship time this morning. Many of us are blurry-eyed and late-night sadness from our team's loss yesterday. Many are shaking their head trying to wonder how Cinderella team didn't make it, but we know that we have a God who is still victorious, and it's a game, and the game wins and loses, but we have a God who is victorious, and I celebrate with you as I didn't get to bed till late watching the game, and a lot of sadness going on, but hey, we're here together on this beautiful day to celebrate God's grace and His glory. We continue on with that theme a little bit surrounding the New Year and New Year celebration. We're going to be looking at Acts chapter 8, a little story of the apostles when they arrived at Samaria, and we'll talk about that in a few moments, but in the meantime, let's begin with a song and worship the Lord together. so grateful that, God, you can open up the heavens and show us your glory. God, we just pray today, God, for the multitudes of those who gather, who watch, who celebrate with us today. Father, we just pray that you will pour into the people of God, Father, far and near. I'm thankful, God, that I was able to celebrate with Hope Crossing and an event last night. I just pray that you'll continue to bless your people, Father, as we gather in your holy name, that the word of God may be rich in our life and fulfilling. Father, I'm grateful for this morning, for the time we spend, and the opportunity to lift up your name. I just pray, God, that you'll bless your people today. In your holy name I ask it. Amen. Amen. As I forgot to mention this morning, that we want to continue to remember Wednesday night. We have Bible study at 6 o'clock. 5 o'clock is dinner. I think we're having chicken and biscuits, a casserole, in celebration of Sister Linda's birthday coming up. So we're going to do that and have dessert. But the rest of the things for the church are listed in the bulletin, and the bulletin is posted on Facebook and on our website, BethanyChurchOfGod.org. In just a few moments, we're going to prepare for a time of prayer. We want to remember Sister Charlotte, who took a little fall yesterday, and I am sure is in much discomfort this morning. We just want to pray that God will anoint her. Continue to pray for Suzanne and Judy and Jackie and the multitude of needs, Roxanne, who is at home recovering, and the multitude of things that are going on in the church. We want to pray for the church. Pray for the people of God, that God would restore into them the joy of his salvation, that God would be rich in our lives today. We pray for the people that are watching, for my friends that constantly, every week, Harold and Gary and Aldo and the multitudes that click in and watch, I say hi to you and thank you for your continuing support. I thank the multitudes from far and wide, my friends Rodney and Anita in Tennessee, who are big supporters of our congregation, and I'm just grateful for the multitudes who watch. We apologize that the difficulties that our technology provides for us, but we're doing the best we can to give you a solid foundation and continue to lift up his name. I bring you the scripture this morning in Acts chapter 8, beginning at verse 14. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believers there that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit had not yet come on any of them, they had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given by the laying on of hands, he offered them money and said, "Give me the ability so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." Peter said, "Wait a second. May your money perish with you because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money." And I'll leave you with that. There's much to be said after that. In verse 25, after they had further proclaimed the word of the Lord and testified about Jesus, Peter and John returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel in the Samaritan villages. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Continue to pray that God will anoint us with the power of the Holy Spirit today. And in preparation for that, we'll sing a song.
Save a wretch
dissolved like snow. Oh, God, we just thank you this morning. When the sun forbears to shine, oh, God, Father, we are just thankful you have called us this morning. Father, redeemed us, and you have broken the chains that have bound us. Father, we just pray today for amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Father, we just pray that it will bless your people today and pour into them. Father, there's a lot to pray about, and I just ask Holy Spirit, even now as I pray, God, that the chains of your touch will be upon Charlotte. God, as she has fallen and is, I'm sure, just hurting and banged up and bruised up, Father, I pray that there's no adverse effects on her, but God, that you would anoint her in the power of the Holy Spirit today. God, that the power that wells up inside of us would just move God to touch her in a mighty way. And that same power would touch Louie and Suzanne and Judy and Jackie and Nidra and Roxanne and the multitude of needs that we pray for on a regular basis. God, I just pray for the people of God. I pray for my brother, Pastor Salim in Kenya. I pray for his people, the anointing of God. I pray for my friends, Rodney and Anita, and for our family in Tennessee and our family in South Carolina and our family around this area. I pray for those that are watching, God, that your anointing would be upon them. Father, that you would just fill our lives with your presence. God, that the overwhelming flow of who you are would just permeate in the very depths of our lives. God, whatever has taken place, whatever difficulties that we're facing, whatever bondages that we have been bound with, Father, that would be loose today for fear, anxiety, for stress. God, that you would touch the people of God today. I pray for Mark and Brent and Tom, and I pray for our churches, for Bethany, God, that you would unleash the power of your love today. And Father, that they would just sense your overflowing presence as they speak the word of God over the people. Father, may your anointing rest with us. God, may we praise you for what you have given to us and how you have touched us, how you have blessed us, and how you have blessed the church, Father. Oh, God, let it flow off of us today. Let the weight of this world just be removed and flow off of us. And, Father, may